How are you this morning? Now, this happened just yesterday. I was with a client. Let's turn that off. I was with a, well, a friend. She's been a client before, and we were planning out a Pampered Chef party, wine and chocolate. Oh, right. Now, doesn't that sound good? And so we went through the whole thing, and now then at the very end, so we back that up just a minute. We have set this party up. It's going to be in a couple of weeks, actually next week. And so we set the party up on Facebook as a Facebook event so we could invite people and engage with people before the party, maybe even during the party. Anyway, so we're sitting down together, going over, what are we going to serve? What kind of yummy chocolate stuff are we going to have? And she's getting up to leave. And I said, "So wait a minute, we're not done." And she goes, she knew what I was talking about. She knows that I've been encouraging her and encouraging her to do a Facebook Live video, and she has been hesitant. She has not wanted to do it. We got her over that. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Let me tell you, I'm Michelle Peterson with Exactly Right Online Marketing. I am a marketing consultant, a direct response copywriter, a coach, and I love helping entrepreneurs market themselves, engage with their customers, grow their business, make more money for their families, right? So their families have this awesome life. That is what drives me. So we're getting back to my friend, right? We're sitting there in my kitchen, and I asked her, I said, "So are you ready?" And, "Well, I have to go get the grandson. Well, I just, all these excuses that we all tell ourselves, right? You've told yourself some excuse, some version of that excuse, right? My hair's not right. I don't have time. I don't know what to say. Whatever your excuse is, right? What it really all boils down to, I think, is just the fear of doing it, right? Sometimes it's the fear of the unknown because, well, it's kind of scary if you don't know what to do, right? If you've not ever done it before, the idea of Facebook Live is a little scary. At least it is for us. Now, for my teenager, not scary at all. He'll just jump right on. And all of his friends, right? But for us more mature people, sometimes it can be scary because especially if we haven't done it before. So, and sometimes it's the fear of, not being good enough, not so it's that old fear of rejection of putting yourself out there and, people aren't gonna like it or, whatever the case may be. So anyway, so I'm like, okay, so let's just try it. So she's like, "Well, can you delete it?" Yes, you can delete it if you really want to, because we're posting to the event, right? So we could just hide it from the event if she chose to. So anyway, so I said, so let's just see how it goes, right? I showed her how to do it. I said, "Now it's going to count down the 3, 2, 1. Don't worry about it." I said, "So just have a conversation, right? Imagine the person on the other side of the in this case camera. And just have a conversation." So I showed her where the camera lens is. So I showed her, where to look. And then I said, "You know what? Just talk to me." So I stood right behind the camera. We put it on a tripod. So I stood right behind the camera, right, behind where the phone, sorry. I stood behind the phone, right behind where the camera lens is. And I said, "Just talk to me." Okay. So she did it. And it was fine, right? It was really fine. Now she had a little glitch at the very end because instead of pushing finish, she just push the home button on her phone. So it just paused the video, right? So then it, you know, it popped up the notification that your live audience is waiting for you. And she said, well, what does that mean? And I hadn't looked, you know, I wasn't looking at her screen, so I didn't see what button she had pushed. So we figured it out. You know, we went back to the live and, you know, we kind of said, bye guys, you know, and everything. And then we just ended it. So there was a little glitch, but it was, you know, it was so fine, right? It was okay. It made her human, that little glitch at the end, especially because she was so professional and so good at the beginning of the video, of the live broadcast. So, you know, people will forgive that kind of, you know, stuff. That they will forgive that, those little hiccups. They really will, guys. It is. People know it's live. That's why, remember, and I'm dating myself, I'm sure, I'm aging myself, but remember the sitcoms filmed in front of a live studio audience? Well, you know, we liked that because there's always that chance of the blooper happening, right? And there's, and plus you get, you know, the whole laughing thing is a legitimate response. It's not just some canned laughter that the producers are adding to the track. But so the idea of it being live and there being a few mistakes, that's okay. That is totally okay. If I leave you with one thing today, is that making mistakes on a live streaming broadcast is okay. It shows you're not perfect. It shows you're approachable. It makes you human. It makes you relatable. It really actually will endear you to your audience because now they know you're a real person behind that camera, behind that phone. So the other thing I told her, now that she'd gotten over that first one, right, the first time jitters kind of thing, I said, so if I were you, what I would do is I would set up a Facebook event, and you could do it with a Facebook event, a Facebook group, whatever you want, but an event is pretty easy to just set up, and make it private so no one else can see, and practice. Practice so that you're smooth, you know what buttons to push. Practice so that you know how you're gonna position the camera, how you're gonna set up the tripod so that it's flattering. You know, practice and watch your replay video, right? So that you can evaluate what went well, what didn't go well. If you're looking at the camera, if you're not, and you don't always have to be looking at the camera, because really, guys, when you're speaking one-to-one with people, it gets kind of awkward when somebody's just staring at you all the time and keeps this contact. It's kind of like, okay, so in the animal world, an alpha dog, an alpha wolf, alpha, you know, any kind of animal will use that. They'll stare you down and that's asserting dominance. Well, we're not trying to assert dominance over anybody. So yes, make the eye contact, but you don't feel like you have to just stare right at the camera lens. Cause that's just kind of awkward and creepy. So don't do it. But do make eye contact every once in a while with your audience, because that's natural. That's normal. It's part of what we expect from a conversation, right? And really, guys, a Facebook Live broadcast, any kind of video, any kind of marketing, any kind of message that you're putting out there really should be a conversation, right? It should be a conversation between you and that one other person that is watching, listening, reading, whatever it is. You know that it's reaching masses of people. But you need to present it as if you're speaking to just that one person, because when you do that, So put yourself in the shoes of your viewer in this case, since we're talking about videos. Put yourself in the shoe of your viewer. And when you watch somebody on video and it seems like they're just speaking directly to you because they know you, they know your pain points, they know what you're feeling, they know what's going on in your head,